KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Boy, for those who like old school hardline, where we spend a lot of time talking about the great game, you have come to the right place today because we got more on the way in the next segment. Right now, what we need to do is tell you that we will be out tomorrow at Hooters in Plano. That is located on 75 at Plano Parkway.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
We've been there.
Yes, many times. Always have good times at Hooters in Plano. And we're anticipating same tomorrow. They're going to have their triple play club up and running. And you will have the opportunity to perhaps sign up and perhaps even win a 51-inch HD TV. So that would be a very, very good thing for you if that were to work out.
You know what else is tomorrow? Masters preview.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The big Masters weekend is nigh upon us. Anyway, join us at Hooters in Plano tomorrow from 3 until 7. All right, the good puppy dog occupies a place near and dear to all of us, or at least some more than others on the presentation. And there has been either expansion or a new member to the ranks of the dog owner. And what I'd like to do is just kind of go around the horn here.
God.
And perhaps see who might have gotten a new dog, or maybe
the only way that we can
period.
Do it.
It is
process of elimination.
Grego, you're a one dog man. Are you now a two dog guy?
No, I'm still a one dog guy. I'd love to get a new one, but it's not me. Same old one dog, just Clyde. That's it.
Cobra, you've got two dogs.
Yes, I do have two.
Are there now three?
Mike, I'm glad to tell you that I have two dogs still.
Two dogs, huh?
Yes.
Now, Kevin, you're not a dog guy, are you?
It's me, Mike.
I do like dogs. I do love the good puppy dog.
But you don't own you.
But you don't own one, do
and
you?
And dogs do love me. No, I am an apartment dweller, and it's be a pain for me, and it wouldn't be good for the dog. No place to run. So, no, it's not me. I didn't get a dog.
It's me, Mike.
Psycho?
I do not have a good puppy dog.
Still?
Right here.
Still.
Do me next. I'm ready.
Okay. How about you, Mike?
Well, no, ooh, no.
Geez, it's still Digger?
Not me. Mike. It's weird. I can't believe
no,
it.
No, it's... I'm for sure a one dog guy.
Not for sure.
Grego?
They've already come to me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not me, not you, Corbin, not Kevin, not Rhines, and not Psycho.
That leaves one guy right here.
Hello.
What about you, Danny?
It's me, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
As much as that comes as a surprise, yes.
I had no idea.
That took 2.5 minutes.
I had no clue.
You just robbed the listener of 2.5 minutes of good, hard-line content.
No, we didn't. I think
content.
It was well worth it for the listener.
I didn't know who it was. I wanted to find out.
I didn't either.
Deductive reasoning.
Because you were trying to tell me, and I was tuning you out.
So what'd you get?
Well, let's go back
yeah,
to
let's
the
go
start
back.
Of
Why
this
Why don't you
story?
Let Mike handle this segment, Snake?
Now, no. It was sometime last week.
Wow.
Where Danny got a phone call from his wife.
It was Friday, to be exact.
It was Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And she had really just a very simple question for you, did she not?
Yep.
What's it going to take?
The quest? Yeah, what's it going to take? No, the question was, can we get a dog? She had found a long-haired dachshund that she had her eyes on or some such, right?
She did. Her and her little buddy went to Canton for a day of fraudom and antique shopping.
Well, you can buy anything in Canton.
I love going there.
Anything. Probably get you a human.
And what happened while they were down there?
Well, they becoming default.
They frowned out and did some shopping, looked at antiques, and I guess they stumbled up on some dog people that were selling dogs. And she called me and said, I found a little miniature long-haired dachshund, and I want it. Can I have it?
And like, you said?
I was like, you know what? You're not three. You can do whatever you want.
Now, are you on board with this idea?
I told her that what she was in for. I go, this dog's probably going to live a long time. Because I think dachshunds have a pretty long lifespan, so this is a long-term responsibility. Like me, on the other hand, she can get rid of whenever she wants.
And you're not going to live a long time anyway.
Exactly. The dog will outlive me. So, she said, I'm going to think about it, and, well, she thought about it, and on the drive home, she called and said, I've got the dog. And I was not really on board with this. I wasn't going to tell her no, because she's a grown woman. She can do whatever she wants.
Why weren't you on board with it?
Just because she travels a lot. I'm hardly ever at home. I'm extremely lazy. I'm set in my ways. I like to keep my life with as minimum amount of responsibilities as possible.
And you're frequently not sober.
Exactly.
That's another thing.
True.
Right.
Might sit on the dog. Like Christopher did.
I know.
Fumbling for a crack pipe.
Poor Cosette.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So now Danny makes us all aware of this situation. And I thought that's where it sat.
Well, listen, this is what I heard through the grapevine. That Danny told her, basically, hey, this is your dog, your responsibility. I want nothing to do with it.
What a sorry...
I know.
...poor attitude.
I know.
I haven't been
an
animal owner in a long time.
And
I know that they are a huge responsibility.
Yeah, they're a huge responsibility, but they're such a joy to be around and have.
Right.
So, somewhere along the line, Friday night, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, I guess it was. You leave me a message saying that you want to borrow a guitar of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I leave him one back, says, sure, we'll hook up later on today.
Get out of here, T-Bar.
Well, the hooking up took place late in the day. By then, I'm watching basketball, and Danny's up that way, or in my neck of the woods anyway, so I tell him,
swing on by.
Yeah. Just come on over and pick up the guitar. And he says, okay, I've got something I want you to see. And so him and Michelle come over there.
So I start fishing it out.
Right.
The dog.
What?
The dog. Small.
The dog.
And
fight the wood, Mike.
Sure enough. He has a dachshund, but she opted for
the short hair.
A short-haired dachshund.
Because there
was
a whole...
Which is a wonderful, wonderful decision.
Right. There was a box of long-haired little baby dachshunds, and at the very bottom, she picked up one of the long hairs, and at the very bottom underneath was the little short hair, and it was the only one in the whole litter. So she opted for that one.
What a great call.
And what a sweet little dog.
And it's a mini. This thing weighs about a pound and 12 ounces and won't get any bigger than 7 or 8.
It's 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
Wow.
Now, are you glad you got it now?
I am in love with that puppy.
That's what happened.
That dog is awesome.
Yeah, it's just I can't believe that animals are that small. I mean, that thing, a pound it weighs. And your wife brought it up here earlier.
It took about an hour before, okay, yeah, what are you going to do? When it crawls up under your arm and puts its head on your shoulder and falls asleep...
And looks at you.
What are you going to do?
That's it.
You're screwed.
No, you're not screwed.
You can't hate that dog.
You're happy.
Now, you realize that there will be moments, Danny, when your wife is out of town.
Next week.
And you're going to have sole responsibility of that dog. Yeah, ladies. And you're going to have to take care of it, so you're going to have to wake up before 1.
It doesn't matter now.
I know.
It doesn't matter now. Because the dog looked at him with those eyes. And he's hooked. I mean, you don't have to worry about Danny now taking care of the dog.
Do you have a yard back there?
Enough for a dog that weighs a pound.
Yeah.
That can go out and poop and pee and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of yard. I mean, that's like having an acre.
For that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever been a particular fan of the dachshund before?
Never had any real experience with the dachshund. I was always a big dog fan. Got German shepherds and labs and of the like.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've had a dachshund?
You grew up with the dachshund, correct?
Yeah, we had a dachshund while I was a kid.
What was his name?
It was a girl. Her name was Shotzi. And she was great. They are awesome dogs.
The best disposition of any animal I've ever been around.
They really do.
Just sweet. Just wants to play and sleep on you and snuggle up to you. and eat and poop.
I'm telling you, a dog...
Her name is Violet, by the way.
Not a good name.
I know.
A great name. There's nothing wrong with that.
Didn't pick
name.
It. I wanted to name her Lance.
Oh.
That was easily quashed.
By the way, just an aside, I met a guy named Lance this weekend who says that we have ruined his life.
What did he say? He can't even say his own name?
He can't even think of his own name without thinking of this song. Much less people saying his name and snickering.
That's such victory.
Oh, I know.
I went to the race Sunday with a guy named Lance. That's all I thought about the whole damn day. And I said that flat out. I said, that's great, man. So when I need you to hand me something out of the back of the truck, you know what I'm going to say? And he said, give it to me, Lance.
Is that blood?
Well, it's great that you're a dog owner now, Danny.
Oh, yes.
It's wonderful.
It's great that you've joined the ranks. It's great that you've got a dachshund.
I especially like it that he was trying to take that real tough attitude.
I don't want anything to do with this.
Hey, you know what?
But you know what?
I was the same way for a long time.
Were you?
Yes,
before
I
Digger?
Was. I was. I was the same way. And then I thought it would just be too much responsibility, and I just didn't want any part of it.
Screws up your scene.
Right.
But then the dog looks at you.
Yeah.
And that's it. All it takes.
That's it, man.
The dog looks at you. You know, the dog doesn't know that you don't want no part of it. It'll crawl up there, sit in your lap. You're done. The dog wins. And I love it.
The dog always wins.
Yeah. Yes. The dog always does win.
All right, I don't want to hear any stories of sorriness from you.
Like what?
I don't know.
See, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Abandonment, neglect.
Right. When she's out of town and you're, you know, off drinking your booze and ignoring the dog.
Half-inch turds piling up on the carpet.
Yeah.
Where you sleep off a hangover.
Believe it or not, this dog's already housebroken.
That dog's not much bigger than a turd.
No, I guarantee you my dog has bigger turds than that dog.
God.
But
she'll wait to go outside to do her business. She won't do it on the carpet
great.
Or anything.
That is amazing.
That is great.
And the dog is so small that they have those mats. And the dog pees on the mats.
Yeah, if she wants to go inside, she has the option. But she's only used it like once or twice.
My dog wouldn't no more go on a mat.
I had the darndest time trying to get Clyde to go today on the wet grass.
Yeah.
Oh, she hates that. What's the difference? You're going to pee on it anyway. What does it matter?
And she's starting to get used to the house and getting a lot more brave.
She can't go up the stairs, can you?
No.
There is no way.
It's not big enough.
And that dog was crawling over on a keyboard a minute ago, and that keyboard just dwarfed it.
Now, that's probably like stairs to her.
Right.
Did it restart your computer, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
How much bigger is she going to get? Did you say?
About 7 or 8 pounds. And she's almost 2 now.
Has she tried to go up the stairs yet?
No. She's not interested.
That just would seem like climbing Mount Everest to her, I'm sure.
That'll be some fascinating viewing when she discovers them and starts trying.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her.
To pull her way up.
Yeah, that will be funny.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her interaction around other dogs.
Now, she's been around one. We have a dog in our neighborhood that's, gosh, what's it called? It's like a real white dog with real ice blue eyes.
She went around
Plan
Digger.
Dog?
She went around Digger the other.
Husky?
Yeah,
no.
Kept Digger inside.
It's like a husky type dog, and it's real friendly, and we let them sniff each other. And she was real cool.
A Malamute?
Maybe. Or Kodiak?
I doubt it's a Kodiak.
No, that's a bear, isn't it, Greg?
Right, it is.
Oh.
That's why I said I doubt it's a Kodiak.
Big huggy bear.
Well, good for you, Danny.
Yes, Danny.
Good for you. This is a good thing.
I think it is a good thing.
Yeah.
I need some responsibility in my life.
It was due time you had responsibility.
It's time to grow up, isn't it, Corby?
Damn right.
At 36.
Before long, that dog will crawl in Danny's guitar. And
right.
That's right. It'll crawl in an acoustic guitar, and you'll pick it up and bring it to the gig. And you won't
your
even
dog
know it's there until you're at the gig.
That dog could probably fit in one of your Jägermeister bottles. Make sure it doesn't crawl down there.
Yeah, it'd be like baby Jessica falling in the well.
Right.
All right, it is 6:06 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, we have a little unfinished business from our baseball predictions of yesterday. We didn't get around to individual awards. We'll do that next here on The Hardline.